And so that you may understand the reasoning behind these words, I'd pose this question to you. Does an additional subjection then fall on the Son? And how could this not be considered disrespectful and unworthy of God? For the ultimate subjection and obedience is this, that he who is God took the shape of a servant. So how exactly will he be subjected? Can't you see that to remove this disrespectful idea, he used this term? And that too in a fitting but restrained way? For he becomes a son and a divine entity and thus obeys, not in a humanly fashion but as one wielding authority and acting freely. Otherwise, how can he co-reign? How as the Father raises up can he too whoever he wishes? How do all things the Father has are his, and all that he has belong to the Father? For these phrases show us an authority perfectly equal to that of him who fathered him.